Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest developments shaping clinical operations and drug development. First up today, a new video interview examines what operational changes may be needed in 2026 to better support investigative sites. Kevin Williams of Ledger Run discusses how sponsors are evaluating functional sourcing models, CRO utilization strategies, and system changes, while also noting that sites continue to face significant switching burden for managing multiple sponsor processes and platforms. Williams also highlights a growing trend of sponsors reassessing whether capabilities are best handled in-house, through functional service providers, or via hybrid operating models. Up next, the FDA has approved GSK's Xdensur as an add-on maintenance therapy for severe asthma in patients aged 12 years and older. The approval is backed by Phase 3 SWIFT-1 and SWIFT-2 trial data showing significant reductions in annualized asthma exacerbations with twice-yearly subcutaneous dosing, with safety profiles comparable to placebo. Xdensur is an anti-interleukin-5 monoclonal antibody and represents the first ultra-long-acting biologic evaluated in Phase 3 trials for severe asthma. And finally, the FDA has granted a Commissioner's National Priority Voucher to J&J's Tecvayli in combination with daratumumab for relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma. The designation follows Phase 3 MajesTEC-3 trial results demonstrating improved survival outcomes compared with standard of care regimens in patients previously treated with 1 to 3 lines of therapy. Tecvayli is an off-the-shelf bispecific antibody that targets CD3 on T cells and BCMA on myeloma cells to induce tumor cell lysis. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thank you for listening.